Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jijinya Mehta with the evening news. First, the headlines. Union Cabinet approves PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Niti Aayog launches 15-day Jal Utsav in 20 aspirational districts and blocks including Kipure district. Donald Trump wins US presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Trump on victory. And Chief Minister Nipurio says civil servants play crucial role in executing laws and policies. And now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet today approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Under the scheme, students who get admission in top quality higher education institutions will be eligible for collateral-free, guarantor-free loans from banks and financial institutions to cover full amount of tuition fees and other expenses related to the course. It will be administered through a simple, transparent, student-friendly and entirely digital system. The scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education. Niti Aayog has launched the 15-day Jal Utsav today to create awareness and sensitivity towards water management, conservation and sustainability. Jal Utsav is being implemented in 20 aspirational districts and blocks till 24th November. This is in partnership with National Jal Jeevan Mission, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, Ministry of Jal Shakti. In Nagaland, Jal Utsav was launched at Kipure, one of the 20 aspirational districts. Addressing the event, Deputy Commissioner Kipure Damsuwati Longkumar emphasized upon community participation towards water conservation by carrying out activities such as water asset cleaning, trees plantation, awareness programs and community pledges. ADC Longdiba L. Sangtam administered the oath-taking pledge on the occasion. Meanwhile, Executive Engineer PHED Kipure Akokba Sayer informed Akashvani News Kohima that various activities such as cleaning of public and private Jal Sampada, seminars, capacity buildings of self-help groups for operation and maintenance of water assets, training on water quality testing, tree plantations, awareness camps on waterborne diseases, among several others, will be conducted over the fortnight festival. Republican candidate Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the 2024 U.S. presidential election, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. In a fiercely competitive race, Trump surpassed the necessary 270 electoral votes, winning key battleground states. The win will see the Republican make his return to the White House for a second term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory in the U.S. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-U.S. comprehensive global and strategic partnership. The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of people of India and the United States of America and to promote global peace, stability and prosperity. Chief Minister Nipurio today met with Nagaland civil service probationers. In social media post, Mr. Rio said civil servants have a crucial role to play in executing laws and implementing policies. He urged them to remain focused to their responsibilities. Mr. Rio also wished the probationers the best as they play a pivotal role in furthering governance and public welfare. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Department of Financial Services Secretary M. Nagaraju underscored the center's focus on seamless access to affordable credit to the agri-allied sector and urged all stakeholders to take all necessary steps to increase credit flow to the sector. He said this yesterday while reviewing the progress of credit disbursement to agri-allied activities such as animal husbandry, dairying and fisheries with public sector banks, NABARD and state State and UT Level Bankers Committee. The Secretary underlined the importance of the allied sector in driving agricultural growth and employment potential in rural areas. Mr. Nagaraju urged state governments to facilitate banks in improving the flow of credit to these sectors. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, is commemorating the 90th year of its operations this year. As part of the year-long series of events marking this milestone, the RBI launched the RBI 90 Quiz, a nationwide general knowledge-based quiz aimed at undergraduate students. At the Nagaland State Level Round held today in Kohima, the team from CH College emerged as the winner, with Tetsuo College and Dimapur Government College securing the first and second runners-up positions. The winning team received a trophy, citations and cash prize of 2 lakh rupees and will now compete in the zonal round scheduled for November 29. The national final will be held in Mumbai next month. Earlier, General Manager and Officer in Charge RBI Kohima, Paresh Chauhan, informed that the competition saw participation from 41 teams across Nagaland, noting that the RBI office in Nagaland only has 3 Naga staff members. Mr. Chauhan encouraged local youths to consider a career with the central bank.
RBI is one of the very few institutions, the last of the few institutions that, you know, is recognized for its integrity. And somewhere in the past, we have been, you know, rated as one of the institutions with the highest integrity. So just a heads up that the zonal levels would be held on the 29th of this month at Guwahati. So the winning team will be joining us at Guwahati. So I wish you all the best.
The Ausandan has condemned the despicable attempt at character assassination of former governor and Nagaland chief minister Dr. S.C. Jamir. The Apex Au Naga organization said the attempt was made in a post on the Facebook group called the Patriotic Nagas. The Sandan termed the Facebook post as not only an insult to the towering full-blooded Au Naga political veteran Dr. S.C. Jamir, one of the architects of the state of Nagaland, but also to the entire Au Naga community in general. It also condemned the inference about the immorality of Au women in general, adding that it is totally uncalled for and an intolerable insult not only to our women but to its whole community. The Ausandan further asserted that it would leave no stone unturned until the postmaster is identified and the matter is taken to its logical conclusion. It also directed all our citizens to stay alert in case of any exigency. Meanwhile, in a separate directive, the Ausandan asked the administrators of the Patriotic Naga to identify the person who posted the attempted character assassination of Dr. S. C. Jamir within 7 days and to submit the information to its office. Akashvani Kohima today celebrated Akashvani Club Day at the office premises. Addressing the event, Head of Program Abino Lasu highlighted that the club was established on 6th November 1976, concurrently with the commission of the present Akashvani station. She said the club began as a welfare club under the initiative of former station director V. Sekose. Noting that there is no rank in the club, she encouraged the members to carry on the legacy in the years to come. Ms. Lasu also called on the staff to cooperate and make this day a day of coming together and merrymaking.
Akashvani Club is one and only in the whole of India. They envy us because of our unity, of our coming together and having fun and keep up the legacy of coming together and talking about our problems. This is the vision of our officers.
Highlights of the occasion included special musical performances, indigenous games, and distribution of prizes to winners of the recently held two-day sports. And to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Niti Aayog launches 15-day Jal Utsav in 20 aspirational districts and blocks including Khipri district. Donald Trump wins US presidential election. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates Trump on victory. And Chief Minister Nipuryo says civil servants play crucial role in executing laws and policies. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.